Welcome back, everybody. This is the after class portion of our July 26, 2020 Tallington T-Touch for You Cellular Wisdom Decoded class, the first class of a series for 4 months. And Linda was just introducing us to the newest member of her family and the T-Touch family, and that is her new lovely dog, Griffin, who is a gorgeous, regal, Chinese crested, little lovely dog.
If anybody has any information, I want to get in touch with people who really know how to look after them, because your skin needs a special, he doesn't have hair, and he needs a special care, and you know, he has to be out of the sun, and all this stuff. I have some wonderful stuff for aloe vera stuff for him already, but I need more information, so I'm putting it out to the universe to get me in touch with some people who really have experience with caring for them. So let's see what we have. I would really, Yana, you had your hand up. Let's take some questions here, some time for questions.
You're unmuted, Yana.
Hi, Linda. It's really amazing to meet you finally. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, perfectly.
Okay. I don't have to be convinced about the efficacy of this work at all. And I love what you're about. I've been wanting to work with you for a while, so I'm happy about this. But I have a question, I'm curious, is this work being introduced more and more to the mainstream, to medical doctors, to hospital settings, and how
okay.
is this?
Before I say any more, can I just ask Denise, before you go, because I know it's really late where you are, could you just give us a little report after Yana finishes? The thing that's so interesting, Yana, you see, I taught this for nurses, credit for nurses for master's degree at the University of Minnesota Center for Spirituality and Healing. Cecilia Wendler and I taught this. Cecilia's a PhD CCRN and now teaches ethics for nurses. And we taught this at the university, and it's been introduced in a number of places. I don't know, I'm hoping that maybe we might just hear a little bit from Diana, where are you? Diana Gidding, there you are, here, Diana Gidding, who's been taking this into for dementia and Alzheimer's. And we've been doing this for years. And it's just a question of getting the work out. You know, we've had nurses and doctors who use it, but I'm hoping that we can, with this self-help and the need for this during this time, that we're going to find ways to get it out more. And Alice Lattice Sandy, she didn't make it on. She really wanted to be on this morning. I'll call her later. Alice is 99 and she's still practicing her psychology or psychiatrist, I forget which. And she wants to really get this out for working in the medical situation, for, you know, what we've had great success for PTSD. This whole concept of self-help during this time is so important. And for those of you who have found it useful, it's really helpful for you to tell your stories. And I'm just hoping to get this out in different ways, because finally, thanks to Zoom now, we have this possibility of having the recording. And we have many people who have said you can use our stories, which I'm working to get out there.
Well, the reason I asked is because I know that, for instance, Reiki is used in hospital settings with a lot of success. That's what they call complementary therapy, or alternative therapy. But these kinds of things are getting more and more introduced. And this is wonderful work. And I hope that it does get out there more and more. I'm a Feldenkrais practitioner and a musician. I'm in New York. I'm dealing with a father who is on decline, who has PD, and I've been actually experimenting with very, very light touch and these circular movements, because it's the only thing I think that really settles him and also relaxes him. He's in a lot of contraction. So it really does shift. And then, of course, being an empath, I have to do it to myself a lot to calm things down.
Yeah. So, and it really, really is consciously staying to that basically like 1 1/4 and then staying present in the pause, because that's when the body just, the phenomenal healing potential of the body takes over. It's in the pause. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Anyway, thank you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I really, I had problems with the sound in the beginning, but I'm just going to do the best I can with this. And so I want to, you know, get this.
And one of the things that's really helpful, and I forgot to say this, Sandy, like right now, I'm showing, we're on gallery view. And so if I switch to speaker's view, whoever is like, when somebody is demonstrating, you can really see then more of what they're doing, if we know that. So let's hear some other questions or comments from the next time. Lois, how are you doing, by the way, if I may ask you, have you had any other, may I ask you any more connection or feeling about your sister who's now on the other side?
Just kind of a sense of everything's okay, kind of quiet support, kind of just a sense that, you know, she's kind of there if I need her, along with my mom and my dad. And, you know, it's just, I don't know, I've been able to go on, kind of.
Thank you. Thank you. And the for those of you who weren't in on this, Lois lost her sister, and it's been about a month or so ago, and was really feeling terrible because she couldn't be with her. Of course, she couldn't fly there, but she made this beautiful connection from a distance. And then the sharing, and with all of these people that we're losing at this time, it's so easy for humans to go into a deep place of loss. And another possibility is to go to this deep place that they're always one with us. They're never gone. It doesn't mean we don't miss them physically. Oh my goodness, like every day I'd love to be with my mom and dad, and they're with me. And this is a practice. I live in Hawaii, and in Hawaii, people don't die, they change addresses. And when we change address and bring them deeper into our hearts, it's a choice. It's another choice. It's not one of our culture, because our culture is really about loss and guilt, and there's another possibility. And that is when we come into this fifth dimension, this realizing we are a part of all that is, and realizing, remembering this divine connection in every cell in our body. That's what this detach is about. It's one of the connectors to remind us of who we are. Another level.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
Comments, questions, sharings. One of the things I didn't say yet, whenever you're dealing with any sort of discomfort or pain or any part that you don't like, if you go to the with the touches till it's a little uncomfortable, that's too much, do a couple of touches and then back off to a place that is acceptable and comfortable and not painful. But it seems like, you know, it really is helpful to wait a minute and go away from the area, find out how widespread that is, whatever is going on. And that's where we find amazing potential for improvement. Jewel, are you still with us now? Is Jewel, I'd love to know how you're doing with your knees, because Jewel has been doing this work for many, many years with animals and has two knees that need new knee replacements, but she doesn't have anyone to care for her. And so she's been in the Tuesdays, and I started guiding her through, and everybody else, the one Tuesday, and then the pain just started to go. So I think she may have gone to bed. No, where are you? It's not to bed. If you're still here.
I don't see Jewel on.
Yeah, she was on earlier. Darn, I meant to ask. Well,
no, sure, Linda.
Tuesday, yes.
I'm liking what Yona just put in there, which is what we have talked about so much, is that there is a situation of touch hunger now with the COVID. So this work is so important. And yes, you talk about that a lot. That's, yeah. I mean, this work is a saving grace. And to be able to have all of you go out there and teach this work to people, it'll help save humanity. We all have to have that touch.
Exactly. And it's that, the what it's called, skin hunger deficit now, because we're not getting to hug or shake hands. I mean, they're saying now that we probably never in the future should ever shake hands again. That's really hard to imagine, isn't it? When you meet someone.
Hugging and kissing, you know, all of that.
Yeah. But this recognizing ourselves and the wonder that we are, it's the wow factor. When we can see that in ourselves. Hi, Miss Deb. It's the wow factor. Seeing this body, this vessel for our soul, and honoring that and cherishing that. It's the cherish. Sandra, do I see your hand up? I was
thinking,
okay, Miss Sandra, please.
How are you? I can't stay long because I'm running out of data, but I want to ask a question. I've been suffering for about 5 days with an earache in my left ear, and I've tried a couple home remedies that haven't worked. So I wondered, I did T-Touch ear work on it. I've been doing circles around the area, but sometimes the pain is just overwhelming lately, last day or two. I've been giving in, and I took Advil because I couldn't tolerate it anymore.
Well, also, I mean, one of the things to consider, please remember, everyone, this is never a replacement for medical help. And if you have something and everything you know how to take care of, and that's obvious to take an Advil, because you want to be really careful with your ears. And it's a possibility that it could be a jaw, and not necessarily, you may be feeling it in your ear, or if it's the ear, are you doing this? Can you see what I'm doing now? I'm doing a circle and a little gentle stretch. Try this, everybody. Because I wanted you to leave here, those of you who are on here for the first time, knowing that this ear T-Touch can save a life. If your heart stops, you can start it safely with this ear T-Touch. And you cannot hurt. And just... in Eleanor's case, she didn't have the strength to do this. Had she had the strength, it's amazing what this does. But very gentle opening, gentle circle and opening. And if that doesn't help and the Advil doesn't help, please call, get online and get.
Well, the reason I feel it's my ear is because it's blocked and I hear it popping. So I know that there's fluid because of all this fluid in this heat that we have here in Baltimore. So that's why I'm not concerned that it's an infection, because I can feel the popping and the trying to drain, but it won't go. It's not working.
Have you been doing the gentle opening? Like,
yes, that helped when we were doing the meditation. I was doing that and it started crackling and popping. So I'm real close to getting it to drain and, you know, let go of whatever's in there.
Yeah, it's very, now the reason, for those of you who don't know this, the reason that we do the ears is you can reach the entire body just by working in the ear. And right in this little bowl, at the top of this little bowl, the top of my finger, that's where the lung points are and heart. And so a little circle and a little gentle slide, and be gentle with our ears, boy.
When I do that, it cracks and pops. So I know that it's trying to drain and release.
And the other thing that you might consider are doing hair slides with it, and just see if that relieves it. Because if it's painful, it may be that your scalp is tight. Just start doing those hair slides. The circle and the slide. But please do take care. And Sandra, ask your body. Did you ask your with kinesiology?
I'm sorry, say again.
Ask your body with kinesiology. If it's okay.
Thank you.
Other questions, comments?
Yeah, Ferry had a question about going over the pressure and timing with a 1 1/4 circle.
Right. So, Glenn, let's just, so we, first of all, we have the pressure and the tempo. Now, Glenn wanted to, Glenn's, Ferry's name is Glenn. How come it's the Ferry, F-E-R-R-Y, Glenn?
Yeah, it is Ferry. I'm not sure why you refer to Glenn. It is Ferry.
Okay, so it's not Glenn.
No, it's Ferry.
Ah, okay. Because I saw Glenn there. Thank you, Ferry.
Great. Yeah, so just to clarify the question though, so what's the context? And yeah, what's the context when you want to vary the pressure and the touch? How would you approach that?
Good question, right? It's what, first of all, to know from, because many people feel that they can't feel anything if it's not going really deep. Like some people really get off and they don't like anything other than a really deep massage on their body. And I question whether maybe they can't feel. You know, that is the question, because on a 2000 person study that Sandy Bernhardt wrote, Robin Bernhardt wrote about, this 2000 person study, what they showed is that deep massage, and I consider deep massage for us like a 6 and higher, is activates very little oxytocin, very little of the trust hormone. That's what they were hoping it would activate more. And it activates more of the cortisol, the stress hormone. Now, cortisol may be, I don't know. Yes, deep massage can be really dangerous, particularly if you've got fibromyalgia or any kind of issues going on. But that's what many people, that's all they know. Now, of course, in the Feldenkrais, we don't do that. And so the concept here is that we're working with the cells. This is my passion. My passion are working with cells. And if you think about under the skin is the fascia, and you think that we have that throughout the entire network of the body, and we're going to be talking about this in next Sunday, is this concept of the crystalline collagen continuum matrix that joins this all together. And there's something even beyond this now, and that is the
tensegrity.
And this is a really interesting other whole concept of the body that Eleanor has been sitting in these really amazing latest science considerations of the body. And that's where T-Touch fits. The idea of we're talking, we're considering, we're connecting, we're communicating with the self. And it takes some real doing to think about that, because we're used to going with that deep, deep pressure. I like on the body, you have to be really careful. First of all, I don't recommend it, because I'm not interested in that part of the body. We can find ways of addressing the body and activating that ability to feel again.
Okay, so in general, you would advise to go lighter, if not as light as possible.
Well, the thing is, do you have a particular area on the body that's of interest?
Yeah, I think a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned to you, right? I mean, I have this issue with the left foot. If you recall, there was there was a chronic pain issue in the left, on the left foot. I mean, it's not too bad. It's probably 2 out of 3 out of 10. 2 or 3 out of 10.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's been nagging.
And when you go in and work on that, like, how generalized is it? Is it in specific, like, I would connect with the whole foot and find out to what degree, what is the extent of that nagging? Can you find it?
Turn on the light here. So, okay, see that between the second and the third toe? There's a splitting.
Yep.
Yeah, there's a splitting there in the second and third toes.
I see, yes.
So that's one of the symptoms. But yeah, the pain is mostly when the toe is being flexed.
Oh, now I remember that. So did you, this is where we started working on the toes around it, right? On the other toe?
Yes.
On Tuesday, right. Is it painful at all for you to do thumb on top and finger underneath?
No, not at all.
And so when you move it gently, is it painful?
No. So it's starting to get annoying. It's starting to get annoying after I walk for 2 kilometers, I guess.
But not before.
Well, I kind of feel some sensation, feel some annoying sensation, but I mean, it's not bad.
So, and how did that get? Is the other toe the same?
Other toe is fine.
Did you split that at some point?
The cause is pretty unknown. I mean, I've been to several professionals and no one has been able to suggest. No one has been able to suggest the cause of it. So it's idiopathic, really. But the pain started when I did kettlebell swings.
When you did what?
Kettlebell swings, fitness exercise. It's a fitness exercise.
So what you might consider is follow that and find out, because it could be some other part of your body that's connected there that you need to address.
Yeah.
That area.
No, I know. Totally.
Yeah. So start following it with the T-touches. And instead of, you have a choice. You can get angry with yourself, which the way we see it is that anger is because, wait a minute, is this thing going to get worse? How much is that going to limit me? And so if you can start exploring and getting curious about it, because it's hard not to get mad at it, which means you get harder as a rule, right? You got to fix the thing. Just explore a little bit, follow it up and see if you can, or where do you think it might connect somewhere else? And you might start talking to that. Now, I'm quite sure when we worked on this on a Tuesday, we started on the other foot, didn't we?
Yes.
Or just on the other foot. Right. Right. So this is, you have it. You have the opportunity of either getting ticked off, because nobody can tell you what caused the thing, except you just said it. It came from exercise, a specific exercise. So start exploring that a little bit. But see what you could learn from it. Get curious. And just start like pressing. That hurts. Okay, that's good when it hurts. And now back off and talk to it. It's a little less, 1 1/4, so it doesn't hurt.
Well, I have to press really hard for it to hurt. So it's that part is not bad, right? And by the way, this has improved. I mean, it used to be 6 out of 10 in terms of pain, and I did a number of modalities on it, and it has improved significantly. But I mean, it's still there. I mean, it's now two or three out of 10.
Yeah, but. Just so you've already improved it, keep working for more improvement.
And well, yeah, I mean, that's definitely the plan.
Okay.
General question. So in general, you want to go lighter, right? In terms of the touches.
because we want to work at the cellular level, I mean, think of that. If you press hard, it's like, wait a minute, you're going to inhibit the communication between the cells and the light. It depends where you want to go. I mean, we're not just muscular pieces of meat. If you think of the nervous system and the cells, we have to speak in their language, but we have to connect with you and your mind deep enough that, okay, it's a little uncomfortable. Now go lighter. And I mean, the question you're answering, this is, I mean, asking, these are normal. This is what we would all ask, you know, is, but how can you go a little farther and go a little deeper?
Yeah, okay, okay, fair enough.
And connect with that creative force in the cell.
Okay. How about the timing? So I think you mentioned 1 to 3 seconds, right? How would you vary that?
If it's painful, I start with these faster circles. Yeah. But otherwise, I do like a 2 second and a pause. The pause is, hey, activate that healing, the healing ability of the body. Not just potential, healing ability of the body. 1 1/4, little press, pause, hold it. Activate, go for the light in the cells.
Okay. Do you see any issue if you go longer, like 5 to 10 seconds to complete a circle and a quarter?
Well, the one thing you want to be careful about is that you can lower your blood pressure. And we know this because we have numerous of our practitioners who work in hospitals, and the blood pressure is on the sheets and they see it. So just if you're lying down or sitting down, no problem. But the 3 second circle, that is like that slow around, that can lower your blood pressure. And that's great if you've got high blood pressure, but you can also get a person to faint that way, which some of us have had happen when you repeat it.
So the
2 second circle and then the pause. You can do the pause forever. As long as you stay there and whoa, let the body do it. Let the intelligence of the cells take over. Activate that cranial sacral still point.
Okay, but if you're doing it for like 1 second though, I mean, I'm doing 5 to 10 seconds because I mean, I'm trying to do that visualization of the clock, right? So I guess you just do the visualization really quick then, if you do 1 second.
No, 3 seconds. The concept is not unless that works for you. Doesn't work for me. I want to get that spiral in there. No, I want the spiral to activate that bridge, as Eleanor or Sandy said, the bridge, it's the bridging to that, that intelligence. So play with it and try it and come back on a Tuesday and let's see how you're doing.
Okay. Out of curiosity, why is this lowering blood pressure?
I don't know.
Okay.
I can only tell you that it does. It's not even a question because we've seen it over years on the monitor. We've seen this also start hearts that have been stopped. When people are under anesthesia and you've got a person flatlined, which we've seen over the years, and you start to do the ear T-touch or the T-touch anywhere and their heart starts. Why that? I don't know. Ask the creator.
And Linda?
It works.
Linda, for the blood pressure, though, I think part of blood pressure is stress, and the T-touch really helps relax you. And when you relax those blood vessels, then that blood pressure goes down. I know my chiropractor said here in the neck at the back of the head, when you're tense through there, he says that kind of squeezes the blood vessels in there and causes some of the blood pressure rising. But I think it's just because I had, with my new job, a little bit of stress and my blood pressure was up and the doctor was concerned. And so I did do another med, but the one day we were doing some training and I just sat there just doing T-touches, a little hair around my head. And it was like, all of a sudden that stuff just released. And I felt calmer and I felt more relaxed, and my blood pressure is doing better now, but I'm finding that I'm using a lot of the T-Touch with this new job, not just on myself, but on some of the clients and helping them kind of calm as well. So, yeah. But that's what I love about T-Touch. If I'm stressed, I can go do it on somebody else and we both benefit. It's a win-win. It calms me down, but it also helps the other person. Yeah. So
well, let's have an easy conversation about that physiologically and even anatomically. If Linda talks about the Heart Math Institute and our circle and a quarter touches and improving heart rate variability, and Linda and Sandy and I and a few others maybe have the Heart Math monitors. We, Linda, Sandy, and I spent like 2 weeks together, or I think it was something like that, measuring ourselves with different T-touches. When you increase heart rate variability, when you do T-touches, the circle and a quarter touches, it increases heart rate variability. That's a good thing. That increases the balance of basically sympathetic and parasympathetic nervous system. If a person, and Diane, this is my response, my thought, if a person has been most of their life primarily living in sympathetic mode, whether it's because there's tension in the suboccipital muscles that pinches on the blood vessels and nerves, or whether it's, you know, situational and all of that, when we do these T-touches, it increases the balance. But let's say the person has spent most of their life in sympathetic, bringing it down to balance could possibly for that person lower it even more, because the body doesn't even know where that balance is until it finds that balance. So that's why that's a little bit of my observation with it, which is why the more we do this work, the more our body finds its balance of sympathetic, parasympathetic through heart rate variability, etc., biotensegrity, and all of liquid crystalline collagen continuum, excuse me, all of that. And then when that balance is there, then, and I'm saying this to you, Ferry, because you started it, when we get it, then we do more of it, then we can do as much as we want, and you'll notice it won't lower that person's blood pressure too much. It's when a person doesn't have great vagal tone that it drops the tone of the vagus system. Until we do enough of this work and then it becomes balanced, then it won't drop it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's my suspicion as well. I mean, there's a lot of fail-safe mechanism here, so people doesn't get hypotension. If you have a relatively healthy nervous system, you shouldn't really have hypotension from tactile modalities, ideally.
Well, I wouldn't call this totally tactile because we're talking about the light in the cell. I mean, there's so much, but we are approaching it, right, Linda? Through touch. Yeah. But we're seeing a different thing along with it. Intention is 90%.
And have you read, Ferry, have you read the work of Dr. Joe Dispenza?
No, seems a bit like a crackpot to me, actually. I've seen his interview, but no, not really.
Yeah, or Dr. Norman.
I'm familiar with Dodge.
Deutsch.
I'm familiar with Norman Dodge.
I mean, they know what they're talking about. It's in your mind. I'm telling you, so much is in your mind. We know that. And the thing about T-Touch, it's a specific physical thing you can do. It's just like, you know, Nancy said in a couple of courses ago, or sessions ago, when she said, I've been doing all this wonderful breathing for years, but I didn't put my hands on myself at all to do the breathing. And I certainly, adding the caring about yourself, really appreciating And I love what Louise Hayes says. If you can't use the word love yourself, use the word appreciation, gratitude for yourself. Because some people can't yet. They don't think it's okay to love ourselves. But we can certainly love that divine spark within. That's what has really helped a lot of people. That creative force, what the heck, what help, what makes this thing tick? This vehicle that we have. That's for me a miracle. And that's a creative force. What else? And that's who we are. It's pretty wild, I think. Thoughts, comments, questions? Oh, Glenn, I see why I was confused.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we have a Glenn and we have Barry. Glenn, I'm sorry. I got you mixed up. So which one of you is in Botswana? It's Glenn, right? Oh, great. Thanks.
I'm in Edmonton. Alberta.
Great. Nice. Gary, you have your hand up.
Can I come in here on something?
Yes, who is speaking?
It's Glenn.
Me. Okay, Glenn.
And yes, then it's Glenn from Botswana. Yes.
Okay, yes.
So one of my problems, I think, for myself, or one of my issues, is that I live in a landlocked country, you know, and I love the sea, but our borders are all closed. And so I feel very trapped here, and I have family, I have friends, you know, different parts of the world, and I can't go and see them. And I don't have the sense of fear. I have this terrible, deep anxiety about what is going to happen. When will this end? Will it ever end? Because everything, I've stopped watching news because the news just creates more and more anxiety. And so for me, my geographical situation has created this block within me, and my anxiety levels are so sky high. During, say, 3 months of lockdown, I was very active, and I did a lot of yoga, and I did a lot of reading, I watched a lot of theatre, but I did lots of things like that. But now the sense of never ending, there's no, this kind of no finality thing, and the anxiety thing is the thing that's really troubling me the most.
And I think it's going to trouble us more and more. And I think it's, I mean, I agree. I had to stop watching the news, especially what we've got going on here, but it's everywhere in the world. And this is where looking at we don't know what's going to happen. And we have a choice of choosing to focus on we don't know what's going to happen, or choosing to focus on whatever positive we can find in our lives, for whatever we can be grateful. And gratitude can really override this fear. But it's a practice, Glenn. I mean, I had to do it a couple of times recently where I wanted to feel the fear, the terror that so many people have because they don't have the money to, I don't need to go, they don't know what's going to happen. And so I'm really blessed to live on an island, and we have very little of this virus here, but I can't travel anywhere. I don't know when that might happen, that we can travel again. So what can we do to choose? What can we consciously choose for something we're grateful for? The fact that we have food, that we have a place over our head, that we can connect with like-minded people. The smallest things, if we can start counting those blessings, those things for which we're grateful. And and the thing that helps here, Glenn, and that's where we've done these studies, these brainwave studies, showing that when we do the 1 1/4 circles, like you can do it anywhere, but especially on the heart chakra here, right here, it's like a personal No, coming together like a personal hug, that we're all missing that connection that we can override that fear, that anxiety. But it, and it does take a conscious left brain practice to do that.
Thank you.
And I think talking about it, Glenn, is helpful. Talking about it, and because I can't imagine that many people here, if you allow yourself to think about it, you know, we don't know what the future, we have no idea how long this world lockdown is going to go on. In Europe, they're lucky. They can travel now between countries, lots of countries. We not. And apparently you in Botswana also not. Canada is really lucky. They've been really smart. And so they're doing great, you know, just like Germany. Same thing. So
thank you.
Just start writing down the blessings. Every time you think, uh-oh, my borders are closed, I can't get out. Okay, well, way better in Botswana than the Congo, or... That's what I always think. Where else could I be? Syria? No, thank you. Got such a big, you know, issue around. So I just like, wait a minute. Wherever it is I am, what can I see that's helpful for me there? What is working? What's working?
Thank you.
Gary, you're my pleasure to share this, because certainly many of us are feeling that. Gary, didn't you have your...
Yes, Linda. Couple things. When we talked a few weeks ago, I mentioned that my lumbar was bulging out, and I did have an MRI, and I found out that after, say, 8 years ago, with all the T-Touch been doing, the discs are back to normal.
Wow, that's great that you know that.
Yeah, I found that out in the hospital, and I mentioned this the other day, which nobody knows, is I did have a stroke a week ago Monday, and I think what really helped me heal is showing the staff how to help themselves when they're wearing their face mask, and teaching them how to help themselves. So that helped me heal quicker.
With T-Touch, right?
What's that?
With T-Touch.
Yes. And show them how to work with the face mask, and work over that, or heart hugs. One other really interesting part was when I woke up in the morning, the one CNA said, "Oh, look outside. There's some ponies out there." And I looked up, there's three Shetland ponies out the window. She says, "They'd never been there before. They just appeared." I said, "Well, this is what we attract." So
that's us.
Along with
so
the beer.
I thought that was pretty interesting. Yes.
Right. Yes.
But just by showing the staff, and now we're trying to come up with a program to possibly introduce or try to get the hospital or that system into have us come and teach self-help techniques.
Yeah.
So
perfect.
That's our next possibility.
That's wonderful. Thank you. And I'm so glad you got over that stroke so fast. Amazing how when you just reach out to tell them how to do T-Touch, it helped you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Love it. Denise, it's late for you. Any reports? Have you had any? Denise has been teaching T-Touch to her biology class, right? Oh, you're muted.
Yes. You can hear me?
Yes, now. Yes.
Yes. Yes, the last time it was very stressful because we finished the school year, and in my physics lesson I do not much, but some parts of P-Touch. And the students are very, very grateful because in this stressed time with Corona and so on, it's a very nice working thing for they to make it and to come down. And it's really, really great for them. Yeah. And now we have 6 weeks vacations.
Oh no, now you can prepare for the next class.
I will prepare with the quantum physics and your completely stuff with the T-touch into the cells, into the light, the work from Dr. Pop, and so I have much to do in the next 6 weeks.
Great. Good. Well, I look forward to being in touch with you. Thank you. Other comments or questions? Diane, I can't remember now if we have already put in the membership, or Sandy, if we put that report from 1 year study of interventions of people with dementia.
I think you did, because I saw that the other day. Somebody wrote that report up.
Which, I'm not clear which report you're referring to.
It was the statistics from that training Linda did at the nursing home.
Yeah, that was, we did not have that in the handouts last class. I'll double check, but I think it was from a different class. So I will...
I know that I saw it when I was looking something up on this site.
You've been in multiple programs, and so it might not be for Cellular Wisdom.
It's a 1 year collection of reports of in a senior home that, and Diane Gibbing here had organized it, and the state paid for it. It was a 4 day. Study where we split the 52 people in this senior what do you call it?
It was a nursing home.
Right. And everybody, all the staff had to learn it for 2 days. And so then they kept this, everybody, anytime there was an intervention, somebody didn't want to take their medication or wanted to go home or didn't want to go to sleep, whatever. And they would do T-touch with them. And it was 2 or 3 minutes, rarely ever more than 5 minutes. And it worked like more than 90% of the time in just.
Yeah, if there was a long session, that was always mine because I had the positions as wellness director, so I could take more time with people. But the other staff, 5, 10 minutes, they did pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, literally minutes of just calming them to get to take their medication. I mean, it was a fascinating study. So thank you, Diane. That was a big
thing. So I just found it. I'll have Jody put it. It was not in Cellular Wisdom last series, but I will have her put it in for the handouts for this program, and it will be called Senior Care Article and Outcomes.
Great. Thank you. Deb, you shared something before that I was going to ask you to share that was in the chat. I meant to get it. Would you mind sharing that before you go? Do you have time?
Me?
Yep. Deb.
Me?
Deb. No, sorry. Deb, wait. Power. Just let me go back to the chat and find it.
You want me to share about my aunt?
Sorry, just a moment. Where is this?
And then also it's 2:00.
Yep. And we've got to, everybody's got it. But I
darn, see this a lot of people are going off.
Very nice. It's time to end. And we'll
share it in the Facebook page if you'd like.
Yes, well, that's a good idea. That's what I'll do. And Karen, you asked for information. Could you put? Could you give me your email address here? And I will send all of you who ask for information, I'll send this to you. And for those of you who have a Beamer and you don't have support, I'm happy to help you with that. And send you more. Great. Thank you very much. Just, I think one of the joys of getting together in this way is to dare to share with like-minded people. And this 1 1/4 circle, it's so simple. It seems, wait a minute, how can it possibly be doing all of this? And the fact is that we have over the past, since I started doing the actual T-Touch in 1983, we have literally thousands of cases of help. And for me, the big thing is this self-help, because we really need this. So sending love to that divine spark in every cell in the body. Blessings to you all. And I hope we'll see some of you, even if you can just get on for an hour or so on Tuesday, know that that's fine. You don't have to be there the whole time. And some of you, we will see you in 1 month.
Linda?
Yes.
Can you take us through a heart hug?
Yes.
Just before you do that, Linda, let me just do a logistical thing. It's the same Zoom information for Tuesdays as it is for Sundays. And so, and you will get a reminder in later on Monday and Tuesday morning of this week, but it is the same. That's it.
Thank you. Thank you. Let's do this heart hug. That is simply putting one hand over the other in whatever way is comfortable. Hold your hands in whatever way. Those, most of you or many of you already know that we've named different animal names to different parts of the hand, but it doesn't matter at this point. It's whatever is comfortable for you. Know that. And in whatever tempo. You can do this slowly 1 1/4 times and try your directions again. Check out to see which way works for you. So the big components, like start toward the ground, 1 1/4, and a pause and a deep breath at the quarter, either the 3 or the 9 point. And let's just send gratitude. Now, first of all, to the parts that you really work well for you. That's 1 1/4 circles and whatever you think, wow, this is working well for me. Your hands, your arms, your eyes, your whatever. And it's the factor. So wow. Wow, am I grateful for this. Deep in through the nose and out through pursed lips. And pause. And now send light to some part of your body that would really like to have it. No strings attached. Just imagine sending light and gratitude. And for those of you who dare, send love, great appreciation. Yeah. Yeah. Remember that, wow, I'm grateful factor. And I'm grateful for Sandy and Eleanor and for all of you who come on and for all of you who've been doing this work in the past for many years and all of you who are new and fresh to this. Share it. Yeah. Embrace it and send hugs to yourselves. Thank you all very much. And Sandy, if I can just catch in the chat before we shut down everything. Blessings.
Thank you, Linda.
Aloha.
Oh, hi, everybody. Linda, what did you, do you want me to end the recording and then you wanted something?
I need to watch in the chat, and Karen was going to give me her email in the chat. Great.